I really enjoyed Alan Wake back in May. Its gunplay was something I'd never seen before, using light to weaken your enemies, using things such as lamps and lanterns and flashbangs and flares to weaken your enemy, and then using more traditional third-person shooting to destroy them. It was something I'd never really seen, and third-person shooters have become very stale, especially with a lot of sequels coming out, stuff like Army of Two, The 40th Day, was very stale in the way it was presented itself, so Alan Wake is something a little bit different. Its plot and its atmosphere were great. The one thing I didn't like about Alan Wake was the ending, and Remedy seems to have addressed this by bringing out two DLC packs, the first of which is called The Signal. The Signal is free for anybody who bought Alan Wake new, but if you bought it second-hand or you rented it, you don't have this privilege, so is The Signal worth the £5 it will cost you to get it? First off, let's address the story. The Signal takes off exactly where you left off in Alan Wake, which is a great thing, because I really didn't like the ending. It didn't make a whole lot of sense, even after watching it the second time. They sort of address the problems I have with the story. Not all of them, because you still want to keep a little bit of suspense, but in general they actually address a lot of the things and explain to you a little bit about what's going on. But there isn't a whole lot of plot direction in the first pack of these two packs. It's probably not a bad thing in the end of the day, because adding a whole lot of story at the end of the game is probably a rough idea, considering you're supposed to have finished the game by the end of the game. But a little bit more plot might have helped. You'll see recurring characters throughout the game, and you'll see recurring enemies, regardless of how irritating I was to find out that the poltergeist and the bats were back, in the back even. But in general, it keeps the atmosphere that the game had in general. It's a little bit more scary, because I think they've sort of turned up the challenge a little bit. I don't remember the game being that difficult. I definitely died a few times playing through this DLC pack, which, to be honest, for a DLC pack, it's exactly what you want. You just want the whole thing, and then you want a little bit more that's just a bit more challenging. It adds that and more. It doesn't add any new weapons or any new environments. It actually does a really clever job of recycling a lot of the content from throughout the game. And you'll see that as you go through. But in general, The Signal is actually a really good addition to Alan Wake. It helps bring the story along. The one problem I have with it is that the ending raises a lot more questions than they answered at the beginning of the pack. So whether they can wrap it all up in a satisfactory manner at the end of Special Feature 2, who knows. But in terms of plot, not the greatest. The graphics are all the same. The gunplay is still great. It might take you a little while to get back into the control scheme, which is a little bit weird for anyone who plays a lot of third-person shooters. But it's definitely worth looking at. It's especially if you get it for free, you definitely want to go back and play this, because it's more Alan Wake, it's still the great gameplay, and it's still the great sense of atmosphere throughout that game. So, generally, I'm very pleased with it. More interesting will be what the second pack is like, because if the story doesn't wrap up properly, it'll be a real bummer. But generally, no, The Signal is great, and even if you didn't buy it new, I'd totally recommend the £5 entry fee for this. It's just over an hour or so, depending on skill, and yeah, it's totally worth it. So for that, I'll give it 8 out of 10.